Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Puleng March featuring Buhle Taylor as well as Nabakazi Msomi and Siyanqoba Mthethwa. Absolutely the greats, in my opinion. Oh man, that song entitled Cry No More. Now, I have something that I've been, really just feeding you with over the past couple of weeks on Spectrum. And it's the Behind and Beyond Bars feature, which I absolutely love and appreciate. A couple of months ago, I was watching a TV program. And in this TV program, I remember the presenter just talking about how society needs to receive ex-convicts. What is this? The question I think was, is there space for ex-convicts? Now, if you don't know what ex-convicts are, simply put, it's those coming back from jail and trying to find their way back into society again. And so the question was around that in particular, that does society seem to accept and live in harmony with those coming from prison? And the question was, well, the answers were pretty much that we should, not necessarily that we are currently doing so. At man, it was really, really a great conversation. And it actually took me back to these particular conversations that Paula Mahlaba and would have with Smitty, and sometimes even with inmates, with ex-convicts, and they'd share their stories of how they changed their lives. And one of the major questions I remember was around whether or not it's possible to reintegrate ex-offenders back into society. And so the conversation is actually around that today. So without any further ado, I think let's go to it. Remember, I'm still going to share with you a tip that you can apply this December holidays that will shape up your child for the year 2025. And hopefully it can work in the year 2025 and beyond.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Yes, it's another day that the Lord has made, and we are here again. My name is Paula Mahlaba Mokgethi, and I just want to say thank you to Sisibahle, Umuhle, Sisibahle. Thank you so much for introducing us so well with this Behind and Beyond Bars program that looks at the society as a whole, people behind and people beyond bars having a dialogue to find a solution to the challenges of crime that we have in order to heal the wounds of the crime. That is restorative justice in a nutshell. But we've got so many programs. I'm not alone. Before I go any further,
and greetings to you all, listeners. This is Smitty, and it is so nice, Paula, to be with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited on the topic that we're actually addressing, yes, and that is reintegration. Yes. That is a very, mm-hmm, it's not an easy, mm-hmm, it's not an easy task, mm-hmm, yes, and I think it's very good that we share, mm-hmm, with the listeners, mm-hmm, the obstacles that a lot of offenders face, yes, in their preparation to actually rejoin the society. They are separated, mm-hmm, from society because, as we said, mm-hmm, in the previous program, they are separated due to their misconduct, mm-hmm, their crime. Mm-hmm. And now after they have served their sentence or have, mm-hmm, shown sufficient improvement in their behavior, and they may be granted parole, they need to go back to society. And that is what we're talking about today.
Yes. And you know, Smitty, most of the time when I talk about the different programs that we have in restorative justice, you know, all those programs come out. Like your family conferencing, your service, private service to victims, victim offender dialogue, victim offender mediation, all those programs come. And when it comes to the victim offender dialogue, and this person is just about to go out, the offender, they are scared to go out, because they think the family of the offender is going to revenge or whatever. How would you speak to the offender and speak to the community out there as how to welcome back this offender?
Paula, a few programs ago, we were talking about the restorative justice, mm-hmm. the whole process.
Yes.
And the process, what are the benefits of the process? And I don't want to go through all of that. Mm-hmm. We did that. But the benefit is for the offender, society, victims, all to actually get together and talk mm-hmm. about. I think the big thing from an offender's side is to show that he has changed, that he's willing to change.
Because remember,
show remorse.
He's still got a stigma.
Oh, yeah. But you know, that's, Paula, you know, that stigma mm-hmm. is not only against him. Mm-hmm. You know, the stigma against his family.
Yes.
You know, the fact that people walk around and say, oh, you see that lady there, her son did this and this and this. And this poor lady, for many, many years, she walks under that judgment all the time.
Yes.
So the family is suffering, but that is not today's topic.
That is me. Somewhere, somehow, I do feel somehow it might be a little bit of part of the reintegration, because that's what they're scared of.
Oh, yes.
The offender. They're scared of the stigma that I'm going to try my best, but, you know, they'll still see me as a murderer. They still see me. You know, when I go out and 2 weeks later, somebody breaks into somebody's house, police will be at my house.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if it's not
me. I mean, but that is one thing about offenders must understand that. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where correctional services, mm-hmm. we as service providers, yeah. are actually assisting the offenders to understand
yes.
that people will have resentment. Mm-hmm. They will be under a magnifying glass mm-hmm. all the time.
Yes.
So they need to accept that. Mm-hmm. They must. We try to actually prepare them mm-hmm. for that, mm-hmm. that they will not necessarily be welcomed open arms. Mm-hmm. But the whole process of restorative justice mm-hmm. is try to ease that. All right? Restorative justice, yes. as you said in the opening of the program, is healing mm-hmm. the wounds of crime. In fact, the big thing is to actually restore relationships. Mm-hmm. Restore relationships. You know, the thing is, the offender may be a rapist, mm-hmm. and the lady he basically, the victim of his action, mm-hmm. may stay in the same community.
Yes, yes.
And he's going to walk past her, maybe bump into... You know, so she also must understand mm-hmm. and be prepared that he will be reintegrated.
Yes, and which comes to this reintegration topic that we have today. That if we are to put this offender back to the society, now we have to implement victim-offender dialogue, victim-offender dialogue, maybe with the community.
Yes.
With this offender, yes. take this offender to his community where he stays. Maybe organize. I've seen in Krugersdorp one time they organized a victim offender dialogue in a hall. That's another story for another day. But if it is well organized, a victim prepared, offender prepared, then we can reintegrate this offender back to the society,
yes,
back to his peacefully so.
You know, there have been cases,
mm-hmm,
where the victim didn't even know that the offender have been granted parole.
Parole, yes.
All right, we both got stuck there. They've been granted. And all of a sudden, that he may be sentenced, say, for 20 years, and mm-hmm, after 16 years, he is granted parole. Mm-hmm. And walks the victim in the street, and yes, this man. And mm-hmm, she or he expected that this person will still be in jail for another, and I use the word jail, be mm-hmm, incarcerated, mm-hmm, for another 4 years. It's a shock.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the victim must also now know, you know, that there's a lot of communication.
Yes.
You know, and this is, you know, the manpower of DCS. We must really salute the mm-hmm, correctional services.
Yes.
Because with the shortage of staff that they have, they're doing a tremendous job.
Mm-hmm.
But that is where they need service providers.
Yes.
And I'm going to make an appeal to the listeners. Anybody that is interested, please write to us.
Yes. Yeah, so the other point is that the victim, sometimes they don't want to do victim offender dialogue because they think it's for the benefit of the offender, but at the very same time they fear this offender that if he comes out then they are in danger. So, you know, I always say it's better to meet the offender and see what is the offender thinking, how has he changed and all that, so that, because sometimes victims are in fear, they are scared, and they are scared while the offender is just...
But we understand that.
We do.
I mean, they were traumatized.
Exactly.
Let's just say, for instance, a rape victim.
Mm-hmm.
It is major... They were major affected by that mm-hmm, action.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that has affected their whole life,
yes.
So, yes, we can understand that mm-hmm, people are traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
They resent that person mm-hmm, coming back into society.
Yes.
Mm.
So, wow, time is gone. But I hope that the family of Behind and Beyond Buzz, you've got an idea of what integration, reintegration into the society is. The offender has to make a plan to take responsibility, accountability, and change, and in order to be in the society peacefully. So, my name is Paula Mahlaba Mokgethi, and our address is behind.beyondbars@gmail.com. From me, bye-bye.
And Smitty says, greetings and blessings to all.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.